Mirror. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. That was the nation's top diplomat's message to Russia over its stepped-up invasion of Ukraine as he spoke today before the UN Security Council.
Secretary Antony Blinken says Russia's apparent troop surge, as world leaders meet at the UN, sends a clear global signal.
The very international order that we have gathered here to uphold is being shredded before our eyes.
Blinken, during a Security Council session, urged Russia to back off nuclear threats and end its war in Ukraine. He asks every council member, including those who haven't been vocal, to push Russian President Vladimir Putin to honor Ukraine's sovereignty. Secretary Blinken drove home the point that Putin is the only one who can stop this war.
If Russia stops fighting, the war ends. If Ukraine stops fighting, Ukraine ends.
Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov didn't mention his country's nuclear capacity or the new troop mobilization when he addressed the council, but he did once again claim that Ukraine has long oppressed Russian speakers in the east, one of the explanations Moscow has used for the invasion. President Biden now headed back to Washington after attending the UN General Assembly and Democratic fundraisers this afternoon. Earlier today, the president vowed the U.S. wouldn't walk away from Puerto Rico, which is dealing with power failures and water shortages after Hurricane Fiona.
We'll do everything we can to meet the urgent needs you have, and we know they're real and they're significant. And we're there. And an old bad joke, I'm from the federal government, I'm here to help. But we really are.
More than 60% of power customers are still without electricity and a third without water. And local officials can't say when it will be restored. Federal regulators are ordering Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and CEO Andy Jassy to testify in the government's investigation of Amazon Prime. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A group of students at Yeshiva University, a religious Jewish school in New York that were fighting to form an LGBTQ club on campus, are standing down.
After the case got all the way to the Supreme Court, Yeshiva decided to suspend all student clubs so as to avoid continuing battles over the Pride Alliance. And now the student pride group offers an olive branch, saying they will stand down on their attempt to seek recognition for the greater good of campus life, while expressing sadness that the university would pit students against each other rather than tolerate their presence. Yeshiva says it'll resume student clubs after the Jewish holidays, Rosh Hashanah's Monday, and now looks forward to resuming discussions with a pride group, which were halted by the lawsuit. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones has taken the stand at his trial in Connecticut to try to limit the damages he must pay for calling the Sandy Hook school shooting a hoax. The trial is to decide damages for an FBI agent who responded to the school and the families of 8 children and adults who died who sued Jones for defamation. Target is getting a jump start on the holidays.
The big box retailer is starting its holiday season earlier than ever, offering discounts and extending its price matching guarantee from early October. In addition to handle the holiday rush, Target is planning to hire up to 100,000 seasonal workers across its stores and supply chain facilities, which is the same figure as last year. Its rival Walmart just announced it was hiring 40,000 seasonal workers, which is down from 150,000 from the previous year. Over the course of the year, Target has been ramping up its promotions in an attempt to get rid of excess inventory.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Amazon's first regular season game as the exclusive home of Thursday Night Football was a big ratings hit. Nielsen and Amazon's first party measurements say 15.3 million people watched Kansas City's victory over the Los Angeles Chargers. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.